Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce Food and Brew was a great success this past weekend. It was several in attendance with a great night. The winners from each category are as follows. In the brew category, the Yellow Beers with Kiwi Pilsner went to Dusty Dog Brew Homebrew. The Amber Brown Beer went to Vienna Lager by Dusty Dog Homebrew. The Stouts Lagers went to El Diablo Dulce by Caleb Grothorpe. IPA's Tropical Any IPA went to Dusty Dog Homebrew. And the Fruit Spice Beers with Blue Loon White Ale went to John and Karen Perryman. In the food division, the best entree was the Bacon Jam Cheeseburger Sliders by Rin Lake College Culinary Arts. The desserts went to Elvis Cupcakes by Alicia Sweets. The side went to Cheesy Potatoes by Fifth Street Market. And the appetizers was the Buffalo Chicken Wonton Taco by Rin Lake College Culinary Arts. In the specialty drinks category, the best seltzer and cider went to Brick River Homestead Peach Cider from Kerner Distributors. The margaritas category went to Margaritas by Tequila Mexican Restaurant. And the shots went to Pickle Shots by the Barn Bar. Then that was all done by a panel of judges. Then the People's Choice Awards for Brew, Best Brew went to Tropical Sun Sour Ale by Dusty Dog Homebrew. The best food went to the Bacon Jam Cheeseburger Sliders by Rin Lake College Culinary Arts. And the specialty drink cocktail went to the Tequila Sunrise by Maggie's Kitchen. And then the best overall for the evening trophy winners, specialty drink cocktail margaritas by Tequila's Mexican Restaurant. Food went to Bacon Jam Cheeseburger Sliders by Rin Lake College. And the best brew was the Kiwi Pilsner by the Dusty Dog Homebrew. Thank you for everyone who came out, participated, or helped in any way. This was a great event. Hamilton County 4-H, along with other 4-H clubs in Unit 24, which include Hardin, Pope, Saline, and White counties, are holding a veterans drive right now. People can donate things to the extension offices, and then they will be taken to the Veterans Memorial Hospital in Marion when we take a trip to tour that in March. If you would like to donate any items, you can take them to any of these local extension offices. We are collecting Kleenex, toothpaste, dental floss, sugar, denture cleaners, toothbrushes, shampoo, conditioner, shaving cream, razors, t-shirts, sweatsuits, socks, coffee, creamer, books, puzzle books, playing cards, and loose quarters. All of these things are things that they need at the Veterans Memorial Hospital. Farm Credit of Illinois, the deadline is approaching for their scholarship applications and their community improvement grants. They are offering 30 $2,500 agriculture scholarships, and they are offering 50 $500 community improvement grants. The deadline to fill out for all of these is February 27th. If you've not yet done that, do that this week. The Hamilton County 4-H, along with other 4-H clubs from Unit 24, held their Cosmic Bowling this past Friday night at Ross Cottom Lanes in Muddy. We had 70 kids participate, and we collected several items for the VA hospital. The Unit 24 Public Presentation Contest will be held on March 12th at 5:30 at the White County U of I Extension Office. This is open to participants enrolled in public presentations and demonstrations, including horticulture and food demonstrations. If you would like to go, contact one of the local extension offices to get signed up. There will also be a community service opportunity this evening where you can bring non-perishable food items to be donated to the local blessing boxes. Upward Sports registration is still open for the soccer and cheer camps that are coming up. These will be held at McLeansboro First General Baptist Church on Saturdays through April and May. This is for kindergarten through eighth grade. The deadline to register is February 28th. Contact Upward Sports if you would like to register. Wabash Area Development is offering college and occupational training scholarships for low-income individuals with high academic potential. The Community Services Block Grant Scholarship supplements the cost of tuition fees and program-specific supplies to offset the student's need. An application to attend a college, university, or trade school can be found at the Office of Community Assistance at the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. Contact your local WADI office for more information. 4-H and FFA Livestock and Dairy Judging Competition is set for Saturday, March 14th from 9 a.m. to noon at the DuQuoin State Fairgrounds. There will be a junior 4-H livestock judging division, which is for grades 3 through 8. The senior 4-H / FFA livestock judging and questions class will be for all high school students and FFA members. The dairy judging will also be a junior category, and this will be for grades 3 through 8, with the senior category open to all high school. Contest begins at 9 a.m., and the dairy judging begins at 10 a.m. You must all pre-register your team by March 9th if you would like to attend this competition. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.